Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle has been continuing a series with us on Mother Teresa's Lessons of Love for Moms. And Donna Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm a stay-at-home dad after I get off of the radio because my wife goes to work. So I know a little bit about this mom thing, about how you have to be putting love into the little and mundane things. I imagine moms know what this means more than almost any other category of human.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, as moms and the dads who are working hard in the domestic church, our lives are really comprised with many little things, you know, so much so that we might forget about the big picture, you know, that our role is so significant, really, in the lives of these children. So, you know, we have all these little things we have to do all the time, and those little things can wear us out. You know, we could get really worn out and really tired and sometimes just so caught up in just trying to get everything done and checking off that to-do list and just taking care of every need of every child. And, you know, so it can be very, very tiring. But when we look at the big picture, you know, Mother Teresa was wonderful to teach us these beautiful lessons about, you know, how important those little things are. And she said, one of the things she said was, don't drift from the humble works. Every work of love is a work of peace, no matter how small it is. And faithfulness to the little things will help us to grow in love. We have all been given a lighted lamp, and it is for us to keep it burning. And I love that. I love that we are to keep that light burning in our domestic churches and hopefully lighting that flame within each of our children and praying and nurturing it so that they can carry that light out, you know, into the world when they're out and about and later on in life.
Wasn't it doing those little things that really brought Mother Teresa to the world stage through the writings of Malcolm Muggeridge, to where she then got those microphones to do those big things, but she would have never gotten those microphones to do those big things had it not been for those faithful moments where she did the small things.
Exactly, exactly. Such faithful moments, you know, to put one foot in front of the other and to continue to walk in faith when, you know, she really didn't have anything. And she went through her whole ministry with not really owning anything because she didn't want to own things, and she depended totally on God's divine providence to provide everything to her and the sisters and the priests and co-workers so that they can in turn, you know, use those little things and, you know, all of the food and medicines and all the things that were given to them to help the poor and to help the needy. So yes, so many little things are really huge in God's eyes.
Well, as a mom or as a parent who's taking care especially of small children, you got to do those little things anyway. You know, little things like yesterday for me involved picking up a shoe that had been thrown down the stairs, picking up letters, magnetic letters that had been scraped off of our fridge onto the kitchen floor, and cleaning up a mess when someone wanted to dump their kid potty into the regular potty and didn't make it all the way. So I can do those. I have to take care of those things anyway, but what's the difference between taking care of those things just because you have to take care of them, and taking care of them with great love?
Exactly, Matt. I was going to ask you that. I was going to say, did you grumble and complain when you did it?
Of course not, Donna Marie. I'm a saint.
Your halo was just sparkling, and I'm sure you never complained. No, I don't think you did. I think you did it because you love your children. You did it, and you know, took care of what had to be done. And but that's the big difference in earning the graces and for ourselves and for our children is in our attitude, in our response. Is it a response of love? Of course we're human beings, and of course we're, you know, going to get upset, you know, here and there, and but we can correct ourselves and we can ask forgiveness even from our children. And but we go about doing these things because we know it's that beautiful vocation of love. It's that vocation of parenting that God has gifted to us. I mean, it's such a gift to parent these children, and no matter whether it's, you know, emptying the potty or, you know, giving them warm kisses and being so proud of them for their milestones, but, you know, every little step and every, you know, all the entire package is just such a beautiful vocation, and it does involve a lot of work. It does involve a lot of things that aren't so clean and tidy, and those are the things, you know. That's when Mother Teresa said, real love is when it hurts. You know, sometimes she says, let us love in words, but let us love until it hurts. It hurt Jesus to love us. He died for us. And today it is your turn and my turn to love one another as Jesus loved us. Do not be afraid to say yes to Jesus. You know, it hurts when someone's not quite appreciating you, or perhaps, you know, when you're so exhausted, you know, that's kind of, you know, that hurts. When you're criticized by others for your faithfulness in raising your children in the faith, you know, when you're protecting them, other people might not understand that. So there's also that element of doing these little things, but with great love, as Mother Teresa teaches us, and to the point of, you know, it does hurt. It is a sacrifice. It does get you tired, and sometimes you want to scream, or like you said one time, you want to pull your hair out, or somebody else's. Right? So to pray for those graces, to ask our Lord to grant us the graces so that we could pass on that beautiful love to our children, and then in turn to others within our reach and within our children's reach as well.
Well, Donna Marie, you've seen me before, so you know that pulling all my hair out would not take real long. but can you look back to anything from your own rearing, from your own parents, things that at the time you took for granted, the little things, the tiny things that they did, that then once you became a parent, you were like, wow, that was a big deal that they did that.
Oh, yes. I mean, everything when I grew up, you know, everything that they did, it seemed like just, you know, that's what they did. And you just kind of expected it. You could just, as a child, it was beautiful. And I did appreciate what my parents did. But there are times growing up when you don't really understand how much you should appreciate, because, you know, just all of the things they do, grocery shopping, putting food on the table, you know, keeping the house clean.
You know, scouring a crock pot, that's the worst.
What'd you say?
Scouring a crock pot, that's the worst.
That's the worst, yeah. I guess so. I have to start getting into that crock pot cooking. But, yeah, everything, every little thing, you know. But, you know, we can pray through all of those actions. We can offer everything up to God, especially first thing in the morning in our morning offering, you know, to give Him everything, all of our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings in advance of our day. And then as we go through and do all these things and take care of, you know, the kids throwing books down the stairs and all those little magnets all over and all of the things that they get into and the little sibling rivalry, you know, all of those things are part of growth, and it's a beautiful growth in that blessedness of the family. Did you ever stop and think, Matt, about the kids in the family, that God chose each one of them to be part of this blessed unit, this blessed family, and you're all to work out your salvation together in that domestic church? You know, it's not a coincidence that all of those kids are together working out their salvation.
Well, Donna Marie, I want to expand this conversation out, because we've been talking about the little things that we do with great love being things that we would consider tedious or necessary or practical tasks and chores that we have to accomplish. But I'm reminded of an address that Pope Francis gave in October of 2013, where he asked a group of families the rhetorical question, do you waste time with your kids? You know, and sometimes the little things with great love that my dad would do with me, or that my mom would do with me, are a much bigger deal to me now looking back than the fact that I knew that they, you know, washed and matched my socks.
Yeah. So you're saying, when he says, do you waste time with your kids? In other words, do you spend time and...
Yeah, spend time that's not practical, you know? That's just totally just spending time and being with that kid that might mm-hmm. seem like such a little thing.
Right, right. Well, it's a very important, beautiful thing. That's what nurtures that child, that love that they're going to... that they feel in that encounter, in that time spent together, is what that child remembers when he or she gets older and looks back and says, wow, my dad used to get on the floor and do those puzzles with me, or used to take me for a walk and talk about life, or, you know, mom used to, you know, have me dry the dishes while she washed them, and all we did was talk about the Nancy Drew novels I was reading, and, or, you know, whatever it is, that time that I remember doing that and, you know, drying the dishes. It was never a chore because I used to have that time to talk to my mom about all kinds of stuff. And, you know, those times together, whether it's during a chore or, you know, having fun or, you know, going out fishing or whatever it is, those are those memories that we can create in our family and use as teachable, beautiful moments to talk about important things in life. Because a lot of times it's hard to do that face-to-face. Sometimes kids get awkward or feel embarrassed if we're talking about these really important things, you know, face-to-face. But when you take a walk or you do something side-by-side, I find it really helps them to feel better, and it gives you that opportunity to express what you need to.
In your years knowing Mother Teresa, did you ever see her waste time like that with people?
Never. Oh, yes, yes. I never consider it wasting time. That's what I meant to say. Oh, yes. You know, she just went out to each person that was put before her, whoever it was, and I was so blessed that it was me sometimes and my children. And so, you know, her life was just love. And so it was Christ's love and serving the other with his love. You know, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. And that's how she lived her life, you know, to serve Jesus and the other. And she was such a beautiful example to us in everything that she did and said. You know, if we could just learn, you know, a few of her lessons, you know, that will really take us a long way, I think.
Well, and this is an opportunity, especially as we head towards Thanksgiving and Christmas, for not just parents, but children themselves to begin to do little things with great love. So many food pantry options, so many options for kids to make. You know, I was teaching a CCD class where we made Christmas cards to go to nursing homes. I mean, how long does that really take? You know, and it's so easy to take an opportunity to just do those little things with great love and really make an impact.
Oh, my gosh, I know. And I really want to sit down and think of, you know, a whole bunch of beautiful encounters that I've had personally or kids that have, you know, my CCD kids or my own children, and, you know, take the time to think about those so that I can share them. I like to share these things in my books and talks, but, you know, share them on the air because all of them are just so beautiful. They get that card that took, like you said, just a few minutes for some child to make. But you watch them while they're making them at CCD or at home or whatever. And I weave these things into a lot of my books that I like to write to get the family to do things together. And these little activities are beautiful because you see the child drawing that picture and they're really stopping to think, like, who is this going to go to? And what is that person like? And I hope this makes them smile or whatever that child is thinking. And you can ask the child to say a little prayer for the person that that card is going to. And that card could make the world of difference to a person who doesn't receive mail or doesn't really get anyone saying something nice. I just thought of this. Do you have time for like a really, really quick story? But okay. Well, this, you know, it's a little thing with great love. And this woman told me, I was at an airport recently, and we were talking about the faith. It's so neat how God always arranges how this comes up when I'm traveling. We always talk to these people, complete strangers, about the faith and about love. And this woman who worked at the airport was telling me that her child was, her little girl, when she was about 3 years old, was having trouble walking. She was autistic, and she saw this man sitting on a curb, and she, all of a sudden, she started toddling really quickly over to him, and she got into like a running pace, and the mother was so surprised because the daughter had trouble, you know, walking, but the mother was worried because the girl was running right to this disheveled, homeless-looking man who was very dirty. And what did the girl do? The little girl threw her little arms around that man in a little hug, and you know, a little hug because the girl was little, but it was a beautiful, big, warm hug. And that man just melted, and the mother caught up to the girl and looked down at her, and the girl looked at her and smiled, and the man looked up at the woman and said, "She did not make my day. She made my life."
Wow.
And that was a little thing. That little girl just felt this love for this man sitting there. Maybe she thought it was somebody she knew. Who knows? But Jesus worked through that little girl with that love, and that man's life was changed.